brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's another live edition of the Alejandro Jones radio broadcast, coast to coast, border to border, worldwide. I want to welcome all of our listeners across the great continents and the seven seas, as well as folks at the polls listening. And no, I'm not joking. We've gotten calls and letters from McMurtle Weather Station and Antarctica. We have gotten emails from people on board cruise ships and folks on board chemical ships, fishing trawlers, you name it. We have listeners all over the place because we're on satellite, internet, shortwave, not to mention wonderful AM and FM affiliates right here in the United States. I am your wartime broadcaster in the fight against the New World Order, and I am honored to be your host. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and a few other great sites. Why do we have those sites? So we have multiple servers, multiple backup systems, and different writers and different webmasters over each site, where you have a lot of the same news on each site, but a lot of original articles and video clips and audio clips on each site daily. And I think it's been a good plan for redundancy to be more effective in the fight against the New World Order. Then we have big internet outages and things like that. Only one site will be down instead of all of the sites being down, or instead of just having one site and then it's down. Hence the reason for all the websites. And yes, I've got a lot of irons in the fire, but we are going to have a new website launched someday over the rainbow, but hopefully sooner rather than later. And so that should be quite informative as well, more of a user content-based deal. But I want it where you can upload audio, video, have your own pages on top of it. It's really kind of a synergy portal that many other people have done, but I think that we'll do better and put a lot of energy and traffic, thanks to you, into it to really have a big effect against the New World Order. Because there's a lot of great stuff out there on the web, and we attempt to bring that to you here and to magnify the great activists and organizations and researchers and filmmakers that are out there. Because if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it make a sound? And I think really the answer is no. Okay, here is the news in front of us today. Atomic Agency concludes Iran is stepping up nuclear work. Meanwhile, Richard C. Holbrook, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations and Bilderberg bigwig, says Iraq's civil war is raging out of control. That dovetails with the suicide bombings and mass killings at record levels in the 4 years, 3 months of liberation over there. We have a clip of some clips of Bush, what he said 4 years ago, and what he's saying today. Compliments of Jon Stewart in The Daily Show. We'll be going over that. And the really big news for you today, Rosie sounds off on WCTC demolition and destruction of crime scene. The View host lays out collapse facts to millions of ABC viewers. Prominent 9/11 truthers set to appear on show. Now, I knew this about a month and a half ago, and I knew who was going to be on. One of the people was going to be on a month and a half ago. Then I found out one of the other experts that was going to be on a few weeks ago, and then I learned about the filmmakers that were going to be on last week. And I'm not going to tell you who they are because it might endanger all these folks getting to get on the show, though Rosie now last night did confirm on her blog that she's going to, quote, be having experts on the show in the near future. I was actually getting emails yesterday going, you're making this up. She's not going to have anyone on. No, I just have it directly from the O'Donnell office, from O'Donnell, from her best friends, and from everybody that's been contacted. It's no secret, William Rodriguez and their scheduling Jones, Professor Jones, but I'm not going to tell you the others.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, big news on the ongoing war in Iraq. Luke Radowski, reporter for InfoWars.com and the GCN Radio Network, will be joining us in about 20 minutes to report on the Silverstein security man who claimed he was a cop and who implied that Luke had a bomb, has been reportedly fired. And the big news, Luke told me about this a few weeks ago, but he's willing to go public about it now, a Silverstein security guard. And he told me about this a few weeks ago. I don't know if he brought this up again to a security guard and they repeated it, but talking about Larry Silverstein not being at work that day. And at the same time, this came out in the Wall Street Journal on Saturday, him putting out his alibi that, oh, his wife threw a fit and demanded he go to the doctor that day, and that's why he and his family members that worked in the building weren't there that day. Because he supposedly had breakfast every day up on top one of the towers that he just bought a few months before. That's right. He only owned Building 7 before that, since its construction in the early 1980s. So that is coming up. We also have our monthly visit with Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joining us in the second hour. And remember last week that video surfaced in Seattle of the police beating up an American citizen, slamming his face into the ground, while illegal aliens celebrate with pleasure. We have the man that shot the video of that joining us coming up in the third hour to talk about why illegal aliens are a protected hyper-citizen and why citizens are scum slaves, according to the government.
Also, we're going to get into all this new information on The View and the gas prices going above $4 a gallon in many areas of the country on both the West and East Coast. But we're edging up near $4. They're saying it could go above $4 nationwide. It is above $4 in some areas. But before I go there, listeners, I'm going to sign every copy of Terror Storm Final Edition of the orders that came in yesterday and today until they're sold out. Every copy you get from Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com from our Yahoo Secure Safe shopping cart, or every order that comes in via telephone or by mail, and there's less than 1,000 left, that's all we've got until July, late July, when Terror Storm 2nd Edition comes out. And instead of ripping open each shrink-wrapped Terror Storm, I'll be signing a card, a little white, I guess you'd call them 4x6 card or whatever. I'll be signing those and putting it in with the Terror Storm, because I just frankly don't have the time to rip them open and sign the actual Terror Storm. I literally barely have time to sleep. But it's enjoyable. I'm not whining. I love it. This is real living, let me tell you, to actually have a mission and be focused. But if that incentivizes you to get the truth out on 9/11, if that incentivizes the fact to get these original Terror Storms before the second edition comes out, c'est la vie. I mean, not that I put some big stock in my signature, but I know maybe for historical reasons or as a memento or just interesting to have the filmmaker's signature. You want it, you've got it, because I get requests all the time to sign them, and I say no when that comes in an email or in a letter. Sometimes it's a 8-year-old asking in a letter, and I will go sign it and rip open the packaging and do it. And it's not, again, that I'm too important to do that. I'd love to mindlessly sit there and sign things all day. I just literally am constantly working on just business stuff, having to deal with all the nuts and bolts of having a multimedia, fast-moving attack frigate, program that's there fighting the New World Order on the front lines, and I have to spend a lot of my time just in administrative jumbo mumbo. But why am I talking about this on air? The point is, I'm going to send a signed card, a signed signature piece of paper with every one of these Terror Storms you order from us. And or you can spend a few bucks less and get it from Amazon.com, and they're almost sold out. And even if you already have a copy, get one as a gift. Get one to give to a neighbor. Get one as a donation to us to support us, because that's how we fund our operation. And I do want to thank all the listeners and all of you out there that have bought the books and videos that we carry, the films I've made, because that's how we operate. And I literally crave my job and what I do in fighting these people, and I'm honored to be here, and so you literally make it all possible with God's help. So God bless you from the bottom of my heart. I salute you, and I thank you for all that you do. Please go to Infowars.com and get Terror Storm, first edition, original first edition. There will never be any more original first editions. It will cease to exist. It will disappear forever into the ether. So there's less than 2,000 of these left. In my office, less than 1,000. Less than 1,000 in Amazon. Get them while you can. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. And then, of course, you'll want to get second edition. Wow, 17 minutes at it. It is a humdinger. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, and we'll hold back a little bit in case mail orders come in when they sell out. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. In fact, we're going to hold back some, too, for the everything special. We'll hold back 50 or 60 for those that get those. So there's really not that many left. We're going to hold back some for mail orders and hold back some for the everything special. So these are going fast. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Enough of that. Let me just right now get into The View, and we'll play the audio clip of this coming up in the next segment. Rosie sounds off on WTC demolition and destruction of crime scene The View's host lays out collapse facts to millions of ABC viewers. Prominent 9/11 truthers set to appear on the show. Rosie O'Donnell has returned 9/11 truth to prominence. It's always prominent, but I guess returned it to prominence on her show by laying out the facts for a controlled demolition of the Twin Towers and Building 7 on ABC's The View this morning. O'Donnell also exposed the destruction of the crime scene and how the WTC medal was immediately shipped off to China. And that is a first for that program or most of mainstream television. I think it's been mentioned a few times on CNN or Fox during debates briefly, but she really pointed it out in a calm, well-formed, extremely well-rounded way. She put it forward in a genteel way where it really had an effect. The subject of Giuliani receiving criticism on Fox News for having had the New York Emergency Command Bunker stationed at WTC 7 cropped up, and Rosie used the opportunity to educate the audience about Building 7 and the pools of molten steel found under all three buildings that collapsed on 9/11. And Fox is only criticizing Giuliani now to position Hillary, who they're financing, fundraising for, and propagandizing for now. Yeah, we're going to deal with a lot of conservatives now supporting her and calling us traitors for being against Hillary. A lot of sick people out there. Resident neocon Stepford wife Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on hand to attempt to debunk the facts, but sat in silence when Rosie asked her to explain how the towers fell in seconds at the speed of almost no resistance. We have now come to understand that the prominent 9/11 filmmakers and other activists within the movement are scheduled to appear on The View in upcoming weeks. Okay, they're talking to Jones about coming on. I confirmed that. I haven't talked to him in a few weeks, so but I know they were setting him up a few weeks ago. I know they've set up William Rodriguez. And I know that there's some other people, but again, that's I'm not going to announce that in, for a week or so. Then we'll have the folks on involved with that. It's almost like I should. It doesn't matter. Never mind. I was about to make a joke, but I'm not going to do it. It says, we have now come to understand the prominent 9/11 filmmakers and other activists within the movement are scheduled to appear on The View in upcoming weeks, as well as debunkers like Popular Mechanics, but the two camps will appear on separate shows and not engage in debate of any kind. Expect a week-long orgy of ad hominem attack pieces from neocon attack dogs like O'Reilly, Hannity, and the rest of the usual Hillary Clinton supporters, I would add. So there you have it. When we get back, we'll get into the actual Rosie clip. Then I'm going to talk about gas prices hit a new record at the pump nationwide. Gas prices at the pump exceeded post-Katrina record. While gas future prices slide, gasoline prices hit a new record at the pump on Monday, but gas future prices fell on concerns that $3 gas would crimp demand. Oil prices, meanwhile, rose on reports of refinery problems in the U.S. and abroad. The national average hit 3.073, or right above, a fraction above $3 a gallon for 87 octane. Up almost a penny from Sunday, also record-setting price. According to AAA and the Oil Price Information Service, gasoline is now well above the previous record of 3.057 set on September 5th, 2005, soon after Hurricane Katrina. Now, in areas of California, it's already gone above $4 a gallon. Now, they're also reporting out of WCBS in New York that gas could reach $4 in the tri-state by Memorial Day. President Bush announced a new alternative fuel plan. Yes, that will save us. Features slideshows, and it goes on. So we'll talk about what's really behind that after we get more into The View and big shows. By the way, I've got the info from talking to the different sides and Rosie's office that they're going to probably have three different 9/11 programs before she leaves in the middle of next month. So that's what we got forward to look at there.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 14, 2007, spot gold 670.80 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $692.37, $347.82 for half, and $174.11 for quarter ounce coins at $692.37, $347.82, and $174.11. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a Security and Prosperity Partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Some of the strongest stuff that Rosie O'Donnell has brought forward concerning 9/11 being an inside job on her TV show, but she's leaving because of censorship. This is The View yesterday morning. Here it is.
Post 9/11 appeared to be very heroic, but now they're saying that he was not that efficient in helping the people who were the recovery seekers.
Yeah. Also, he was, you know, instrumental in making sure that all of the steel was removed and shipped to Canada right away. Giuliani was shipped to China, right away.
For what purpose?
Well, to get it out of there and to have, you know, all of this, but it was all gone. So there was no, like, metal to test. There was no.
So he melted down and
recycled? No, it's the what?
So Giuliani was involved in the cover-up? Is that what's going on? I just want to check, because here's what I think is happening.
According to what I've been reading, they told Giuliani to take the Command Control Center out of the World Trade Center because it's a target. Maybe they'll try again.
Right.
Everybody told him to do that. He did not listen. He kept it in the World Trade Center. So when they attacked the World Trade Center, the Command Control Center went up with it.
Yeah.
And now,
Julie, wait a minute.
It's in Brooklyn, right?
Wait a minute. The Command Control Center was in World Trade Center 7. Not in one or two. It was in the building that mysteriously collapsed at 5:30 p.m.
Well, it shouldn't have been in
any of them. It was not in Tower 1 that got hit by a plane. It was not in Tower 2 got hit by a plane. It was in Tower 7 that got hit by nothing, 47 floors, and dropped at 5:30 into itself.
There was also internal fire in that building, which can melt steel, which is holding up that building.
No way, Elizabeth.
It can weaken it. I mean, if you ask physicists alone, the force by nature, volcanic force alone, could have taken that building down. But that's an entire different discussion.
2,700 degrees melt steel.
And how much does it take to weaken it? I think it's 270.
270 degrees.
I'll check.
Yeah. Well, if you watch all the documentaries,
weakened. It doesn't have to be completely melted.
Did you know that there were three pools of molten steel? There was one pool underneath World Trade Center.
I've read all the conspiracy theories on this. I know that that's.
So you label it a conspiracy? I'm just telling you there was a fact.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fact that there was molten steel under those three buildings.
And it is also a fact that the volcanic pressure alone could take that building down. And that
the volcanic pressure
alone,
of one
like the pressure of the other two buildings coming down. I'm saying the bomb.
Wait, the bomb? When you're saying the plane. Right.
The force of the other two buildings coming down could alone take that building down.
Do you know how fast it took those towers to fall?
I don't have the exact
9
time
seconds.
On
you know how fast it would have taken something to free fall with no resistance from the top of that building? 9 seconds. It's physically impossible.
I think there are so many theories on this show.
Experts on this show to just discuss that for 5 minutes. The way we talk about some other things on this show.
All right.
Get this settled.
Went from popular mechanics
to her story about
Sex in the Park.
Yes,
let's
talk
Sex in the Park.
But people don't want to talk about it. Everyone gets
to take it less.
All right, then.
So there they are, getting the setup ready for guests to start coming on the program. And basically, it's not going to be a free-for-all. Supposedly, Hasselbeck, if you want the details, is going to have the neocons on by themselves to spew whatever vitriol and propaganda and disinfo they want. That there wasn't molten steel, and the government admits there was, and the rest of it. And Rosie, in the next few weeks, is going to have some live shows and some tape shows with some people. And we'll see if the censors are able to stop it. I mean, this is out, this is known. But regardless, we don't all stand or fall on Rosie O'Donnell and The View. The truth's out about 9/11, period. And by exposing government-sponsored terror, we may save lives. Because I assure you, if we wouldn't have exposed 9/11 day one, if I wouldn't have gone on air, and if many of you wouldn't have gotten on the telephone and gone on air in the weeks and months and years after, and if all these experts and prominent pilots and engineers and physicists and politicians hadn't gone public, and victims' families and victims, then the government would have already carried out criminal attacks. And I know it's an element of the government, but that element is the dominant element. You know, it's like an element of the ship is piloting it. The captain is an element of the ship, but the captain's in control. And the captains of this New World Order system that dominate our country and run our taxing system and run our state governments predominantly are mass murdering killers who will think nothing of exterminating human beings en masse to further their aims. And we're boldly and historically standing up and saying, we know you're a pack of murdering scum. And don't try it again, because the whole world's watching, killers. And people inside the government now know what to look for. And you're not going to get away with a big event again. In fact, if the globalists do it, it will be the beginning of the end of them. They're probably already gone too far.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Why did the first George Bush attack Iraq? Why did his son go into Iraq? Are we really fighting a war on terrorism? We'd like for you to know. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you been told why the world is more dangerous than ever? Communist China and Russia are arming. Both supply the military in South American countries. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Dedicated to all the 9/11 truthers out there, especially people like Luke with InfoWars.com out there having them calling fake bomb threats on him, trying to set him up. CIA, FBI, here it is.
Nothing left for school and hell. Yeah, cut me. It ain't me, no. I ain't no millionaire.
back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live. Honored that you have decided to join the broadcast today. Coming up, a recap. JFK conspirator wanted every Kennedy dead. That's quite a headline from PrisonPlanet.com. E. Howard Hunt wanted to finish the job by killing Senator Ted Kennedy. Basically, what he was really saying there, I mean, you can interpret it either way, but it was really, hey, we ought to finish the job, which is a tacit admission of killing Kennedy, but he's now admitted to being involved in that. Greeted news of RFK's assassination with pleasure. And it goes on, JFK assassination conspirator E. Howard Hunt wanted to finish the job by killing Senator Ted Kennedy, and greeted news of Robert Kennedy's murder with glee, according to his son, St. John Hunt. We'll get more into that later. Luke Radowski, we've got a story we put up yesterday afternoon on PrisonPlanet.com. Headline, claim Silverstein wanted and warned not to come to work on 9/11. 9/11 Truth activist says security guards spilled beans while one gets fired for calling in a false bomb threat to frame demonstrators. That was all caught on video. I think he's got a bomb. Yeah, I saw a bomb there. I know you don't have one, but he's going to still spend 30 days in the hole. And then, of course, went on to say that he was a cop, and the other security guards said they were cops in plain clothes. And then the cops showed up and did follow their orders. The cops did grab Luke's camera and phone and say that that was a gun. And so, now joining us, the man who has been in the center of this, Luke Radowski, 21-year-old New Yorker and college student in the fight now for a couple of years. Luke, it's good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me on, man. It's always great.
Let's just cover first things first before we get into the big Silverstein issue you told me about a few weeks ago, but I guess, and I haven't even talked to you yet, and then my producer set you up. I don't even know if this was the old statement 2 weeks ago or the new thing you just learned. But let's go back first and recap briefly what happened out there almost a month ago now, or I guess it was the 11th. It was over a month ago when they tried to set you up, and now where you, how you found out this guy was fired or how you've confirmed that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last time we went out there, those guys really tried to set us up. Silverstein was pissed off that we were right in front of his offices, and he sent out his thugs, who claimed to be New York City police officers, to harass us and kind of set us up. But luckily, if you see in the video footage, you know, we kept the cameras rolling. That's one thing we did, you know, that, you know, we didn't mess up. If we would have stopped filming, I don't know what would have happened, but we never stopped filming. And that's very important.
Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail? I mean, it sounds like a cartoon character.
It really does sound like a cartoon character. And it's really sad and pathetic. And I really do feel sorry for that guy, man. And what I found out, because we do street actions on every 11th of each month for, you know, for the lie of 9/11, so it goes down. And this 11th, we came back there. Not the past 11th. This 11th, we came back there again. This was after the bomb threat, just to show them that we're not going to stop and that they're never going to stop us. And when we came out there, one of the employees came out of the Building 7, and he ran up to us and he said, "Oh, you're the InfoWars guys. You know that guy got fired that called you guys terrorists?" And, you know, we were just, you know, we didn't know what to believe.
Now, you need to confirm that. Yeah, now I know you wanted to come on tomorrow so you'd have time to get us the video, but just get it to us today or tomorrow online. We'll get a story out on it, Luke, about what happened. But, yeah, you've got this new stuff on tape. Please continue.
Now, another thing I got on tape, this was recorded before, actually 2 months before in January.
I remember you told me about it, I said 2 weeks, it was actually months ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually
a long time ago you called me and told me about it.
It was actually 2 months ago.
And we need to get this out now.
We were talking to Larry Silverstein's security guards, and I don't want to put him on record, I don't want to put the security guard on record, but I have the conversation me and him had on audio, and it's in my first film, it's in Dedicated. It's on wearechange.org, and within 10 minutes into this film, you can see a conversation that I had between me and this gentleman. His identity, I don't want to release his identity, but he told me specifically that Larry Silverstein was on his way to work on 9/11. He was in his car until he got a phone call telling him not to show up to work. Then he called up his daughter, and him and his daughter never showed up to work on 9/11. His daughter supposedly came in late, and I've been talking about this for about 2 months. And Larry Silverstein, a couple of days ago, went on a mainstream publication, and he just restated his alibi. You know, why would he
Now, I'll tell you what's suspicious. The Wall Street Journal normally reports on petroleum prices. It normally reports on, you know, serious news issues. A huge article just about where Larry Silverstein was that day and why he didn't come in. I mean, you talk about people trying to cover their tracks and then blowing their own case. This is ridiculously obvious, Luke.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Silverstein knows what's going on. That's why he fired one of his security guards. That's why he fired the main security guard that called us terrorists and tried to call him false bomb threats. And he knows what we're doing. And he
Do you think Silverstein watched the video and the article we posted?
I think definitely, because why would he be stating his alibi on, you know, a mainstream publication like the Wall Street Journal? Why would that be happening?
And the guy, let's be clear. They ran out. You got this on tape and say you're the InfoWars guys.
Exactly. An employee, one of the guys working there, came out and said, oh, you guys are the InfoWars team. You know that guy got fired who called you guys terrorists. And we have it all on tape, and we're going to release it soon.
Absolutely amazing, Luke. Please continue.
And, you know, we stood there, and then police officers came this 11th. And we were talking to these police officers, and then we made a public plea to them, and we made them understand that we're not against the police, and we're actually doing this for the police department. Because we here in New York City, we as, you know, change, and we were the first organization really to cover the, you know, health issues, the EPA's health issues. And we were the first ones to really tell people about what's really going on with the rescue workers. And then back then they said we were conspiracy theorists, but it's not. It's true. And we told these guys that we're doing it for them, we're doing it for their brothers and sisters that died on 9/11, and we actually came out with their banner, and they let us stay there. The police officers let us stay by Building 7.
Oh, how gracious of them. I mean, I know you're trying to be nice, but that's your First Amendment right.
I know, but we had a long conversation with these police officers. We also had that on videotape, and they actually understood what was going on. They were kind of different police officers than last time, and the sergeant understood what was going on. He kind of gave me the idea that he knew that, you know, what Silverstein was up to. We told him everything we knew about Larry Silverstein, about how he was told not to come to work, about his insurance policies and his public comments, and those guys really did understand, and they kind of really supported us because they came back in the building, and they said we could be there no matter what, and, you know. And it was an amazing
Well, that's what it's all about. Nobody's going to give it to you. You got to take it. And they tried to kick you off that land over and over again, and you just kept coming back until they acted wrong, and now they're in trouble, and now the police know the rules, and now you have occupied, you have literally squatted there, and it's your piece of turf. That's how it works.
Exactly, man.
There's only one thing in this world that gives orders, Luke.
That's God, man. And we have our freedoms. It's my God-given right to stand on the sidewalk and be able to say and do what I want, you know, as long as I'm not hurting or violating anybody. And it was a beautiful day because we really sent a statement to Larry that we're not going to leave no matter what. You know, you could try to set us up, you could try to threaten us, but we will never stop, no matter what. And we sent them a message. We gave out tons of flyers and DVDs outside his building.
Well, you better know you're under surveillance. You're probably being followed. I know you know this because you're right there in the belly of the beast. The regular 9/11 activists wouldn't have this. So
exactly.
Everybody should use your courage and everybody else's courage as an example.
Just one thing.
And a benchmark. Sure, go ahead.
Just one thing. You know, I also wanted to say this. I don't know if I should really make this public, but I also have been getting a lot of death threats. And my loved ones and friends close to me also been getting a lot of death threats.
Now, so you haven't told us that, Luke, but I could guess that.
Yeah, and, you know...
Why don't you go ahead and now... No, it's best to talk about it. What's happening?
I just want to talk about it before anything really bad happens, but I just want people, you know... I just want the people know who are listening, who are you know, doing whatever they're on me, that I will never stop doing what I'm doing. And, you know, they called people close to me, you know, talking about personal information that really nobody knows about. They called me... You know, they threatened me, it's okay, but now they started doing it to people close to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, the mafia works for the government, so it's just some fat, slimy mafia guys, you know, sitting off in an office somewhere making those threats, and, you know, they, hell can't come soon enough for them. I mean, describe specifically what these slime bags are saying.
I mean, basically, if you know what's good for you, you're going to stop or else.
Hold on. If you know what's good for you, you're going to stop or else. I remember when Luke made an A+ that year when he was 9, and he gave you the little picture. Is that the kind of call you're getting, Luke?
I'm getting a lot of personal calls, and it's really a lot of information that these guys are throwing me that a lot of people don't
know
about.
It's just stuff like, we know Luke's only got $120 in the bank.
I mean, specifically, what type of personal stuff? That intel will help me assess probably what quarter it is.
Like, this one week I was leaving. I was going out of state for 1 week, and nobody knew where I was going except for a few random individuals. And, you know, those individuals who I told where I was leaving for just the weekend knew where I was going, and they wouldn't tell anybody just for, like, a little weekend break. And these people called me up. And they called my loved ones up, telling them they know where I'm going to be.
That's probably the government, then, if it's newer information. Now, that's probably just phone taps. By the way, your phone's been having a lot of problems when we've been trying to call.
Yeah, my phone's turning on and off. I don't know what the hell's going on.
We're just sending a little message. Listen, we killed those 3,000 people. Don't think we won't kill you. Do you understand? Roll over and take it. Let us have our way with the country, Luke.
Yeah, I mean,
let us have Giuliani as the president.
Never. I mean, I will never let any of these guys get to me. They did shock me, but this only is going to make me stronger.
Exactly.
And I won't let these scum get to me.
Exactly.
And if they're listening right now, you know, I'm not going to stop no matter what. They can do whatever they want from me.
Few
the
people,
word of truth will never stop.
Few the people, Luke, get the blessing you get. Actually, you get this is how you get forged in the fire. And that's why most of these activists aren't the real deal, because they haven't been death threatened, they haven't had guns put to their chest, they haven't had things like, I've had things happen, frankly, worse than what you're going through right now. This is what will show you people how real it is, and this will only make you stronger, Luke. And exactly, you tell them, you are never going to stop, you're only going to intensify your activities. Go ahead and tell them.
I will never stop, no matter what. And, you know, even if whatever they could do to me, it won't matter, because the truth's coming out. The word of truth. The honest, it's coming out, and you know, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, I will never stop doing what I'm doing. I'm always going to keep doing it.
Well,
you know.
Well, here's the deal. Exactly. If we give in to them now, and it being like Mexico, Guatemala, Russia, China, if we give in and cower now, they're going to win, and then they're going to rule, and it's only going to get worse and worse. For our children and for those that will come after us, we must, as men, stand and fight these murderers.
Exactly. We all have to stand up, because if we don't, it's only going to get worse. I mean, just think about the situation with Hitler. If the people just let it happen, we can't let this happen to America. We have to fight back. We have to stand up. And we have to fight this info war, all of us. We can't be scared, man. And I don't want to scare people from doing anything. We're just talking about what's going on. Because I want people to understand, the more of us that rise up, the more people that stand up for truth and justice and love, what life is really about, the harder it is for them to stop us. And they can't stop us. That's why they're immature. That's why they're calling me and making stupid death threats.
Well, exactly. But let's be clear. Exactly, they're afraid because they're cowardly scum, and they think, see, that would scare them. They live in a world of fear, not in a world of courage and honor and strength, and that's why they try to play their card on you that works on all the pomps and pimps and scum and snakes and filth that they traffic with. They need to understand. See, folks, don't be scared, though. And, I mean, you may get some tribulations, but probably nothing compared to Luke. Luke's right in the king's court. Luke is right in the front lines, right in the thick of battle, right in front of Silverstein Properties, right there clearly in front of the office of someone involved in 9/11, right there where they – I mean, Silverstein's scared, folks. They're all scared.
He is scared. I mean, especially because I have audio. I have audio of his security guards. I don't want to release his identity yet. Talking. He was told not to come into work that day. That video footage, you know, it's the first thing on WeAreChange.org. It's the first thing.
Well, Luke, I mean, I know you have the audio of that, but it'd be safer for everybody if you at least go, you know what, blur out their face and release it. But it needs to have that much more credibility, because obviously it's holding on to things that are dangerous.
I'm going to start editing some of the footage. I'm going to try to put it together. And as soon as I have it, I'm going to let you guys know.
Well, that's good, Luke, and we appreciate all the great reporting that you're doing for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's just, now, you need to confirm, though, have you called Silverstein's offices? I know you've been calling, but have you found out whether they specifically fired this guy, or is this just an employee telling you that?
This was an employee telling me that, but I saw the security staff, and the guy who made the threats wasn't there. And I was there a lot of times before.
They may have gone, Paulie, you caused enough problems, you stay inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I will.
Okay, stay there, Luke. We're going to come right back in a final segment with you. WeAreChange.org is the website. as we continue the fight against the New World Order. Oh, yeah, when they start death-threatening you or when they show up wanting to give you over $1 million to shut up, you know how real the New World Order is then, folks. And I've had both. And I guess they haven't tried to buy you off yet, Luke. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Well, Luke's putting himself through college, and he's working a full-time job in New York. It's tough to do for anybody, very expensive. And he finds time to go out multiple times a week with Street Actions and to shoot video and edit it. Get us those reports as soon as you can, Luke, and we'll get a big article up on PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. WarJonesReport.com in the next few days with that, but I wanted to get you on now for your safety. I could just, surmise that what you're doing, you're going to be getting some problems, and you are indeed getting that, and it's good to let the scum listening right now know that you're a shameful bully scumbag, and you're a cowardly piece of filth, and that we're not afraid of you trash.
It's just sad how low these guys will stoop. I mean, I'm an American. I love this country. I love the Constitution, and I'm fighting for it to prevail because the New World Order wants to destroy this country. The elite are destroying this country. They're looting this country, and they're going to make threats against me. I mean, this is ludicrous. I mean, that's why we have to expose it. That's why I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to stop, and I hope more people don't get, I hope more people understand what's going on and step up and understand how important this is.
What do they say, like, we hear Luke's going down for a little trip here, hope he's safe, or,
what are they saying?
They said, you're going to get it, just wait until, we're getting our hands on you, and a whole bunch of personal negative stuff that they bring up, that if I don't stop...
Are they calling your folks?
Now, they're calling my house phone. My parents don't pick up the house phone here. The house phone's not even registered in my name. It's registered in my parents' name, so I don't know how the hell they got this phone number. But, you know, they say a lot of negative stuff. My parents do not pick up the phone. I always pick up the phone. My friends are getting phone calls about me, telling them if they don't stop supporting me, that they're going to kill them, that they're going to kill me. They know where I am. And all this negative, you know, connotation, all of this, you know, just trying to scare me. But it's not scaring me. It's actually making me more mad.
Good.
And it's actually going to even prevail. It's going to help us. You know, they don't
well,
really
number that. One, by you going public, if they do kill you or they do, you know, if you slip and fall on a banana peel or if a bolt of lightning strikes you, the first place everybody's going to go is right to Silverstein. So by going public, you're completely safe now.
Yeah, we definitely need to go public. And it's also some of my friends that are also being threatened. And it's not just me. And it's just really, you know, they could threaten me all they want.
Now, it's a man's voice. I mean, have you personally picked it up or have they done it to others?
No, they've done it to others. I personally picked up, and it was a male voice. Now, my friend picked up, it was a female voice, and then a male voice again. And it's two different voices.
And, I mean, is it a snickering? Or is it very serious? Or?
It's very serious. It's not even a snickering. It's not even, you know, it's extremely serious.
So you're going to get it if you don't stop.
Basically. Or, if you know, if you don't stop hanging around with Luke, you're going to get it. That's what they basically call some of our friends up, and that's what they tell them.
What have they said to you when you pick up?
You know, this is Luke, you know. And, you know, first they try to say, oh, we're going to help you spread the truth movement and this and that. And then they started with death threats. Yeah? And then they started, you know, just very screaming that they're going to, you know, kill me and do all these negative things to me.
Oh, they're screaming they're going to kill you.
Yeah. And they got serious, and then, yeah, we're going to do it, and, you know, if you don't stop, you better know what to do or else, basically. And, you know, I've been getting a hell of a lot of those, and you know.
Well, I just pray, you know what, I just want everybody to pray for you and all of your comrades, all of your, you know, people that are with you in this fight, all the patriots, and that God put a hedge of protection up for all of you. And, you know, I know the scumbag evil that does this stuff doesn't believe in God, but they will believe in God when bad things start happening to them.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. And, you know, I don't even want bad things to happen to them. I just want justice to come out. I do,
but I'm not the one that's going to do it. God's going to do it.
They want justice. Yeah, as long as there's justice and there's truth, I mean, that's all that really matters. I mean, I feel sorry.
Let me tell you, when the scum that calls up and threatens you, whether it's feds or mafia, it's probably both. When they do that, they become accessories to killing those people on 9/11.
Yeah.
Luke, stay there for one more minute. I want to finish up on the other side.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.